and losing interest in all of you. I have nearly lost all interest in all of you. Question comes to my mind whether we should meet. What is the purpose? What is the advantage of meeting here? Now half a mind to stop these meetings from June onwards. And in future we may start again. If some of you can come up to certain expectations, I say this because only I see you as you are. But many of you have approached me, have spoken to me in guarded language to convey that nothing has been achieved. Most of you expect from me as you expect from God to shower on you my blessings, and suddenly you will all be awakened. This is not the path of least resistance. That is for water to flow down. Here you have to scope steeply high. It's not a gradual slope, it's very steep. So on the first page, you will find my reactions. Please. We induce half-hearted persons to work and progress on the path. Who would first like to see or have some incentive? What practices would give easy and quick results? If the temperament leans towards psychic or intellectual or purely material or inquisitive, are there different practices? Should such be encouraged? Or should we firmly tell them to seek elsewhere? The posture in the phase exercise, practice for 3 minutes and more, which would clear the brain side passages, is so much necessary to progress. Or the first and the fifth practices of upgrading of awareness that make the eyes penetrative and would give results if done regularly. The holding of a full breath for a minute or two would open the right side of the brain and make it active. If the breath is progressively held for 3 or 4 minutes. But must one break through the doors of hell or heaven as it seems? By and large, I am convinced I have barely a few sincere students who would continue even if there is no ray of hope. perhaps I have not found even 10 among all that I know here and elsewhere. I think I must stop this monthly meeting, which is hardly better than a social meeting, because each following Saturday proves how much is the interest and where the interest lies. My master would have thrown me in the dustbin had I shown him even a little less eagerness, though my eagerness and efforts were at white hot level, which I witness in no one here or anywhere else. Perhaps I should not blame any one of you. If you all are making an attempt to awake from deep slumber, and if deep slumber is still, and if deep slumber still numbs your mind, you are not to blame. I shall wait. But how long will nature's law permit? Perhaps you all will find such guides as your individual temperament is seeking. Mine is a very different and steep path with practically no promise of any hope whatsoever, even after years of toil. Whereas none of you have known what toil is. This is my pure and simple reaction. So, let us at least have this year's last meeting, then we shall see. We refer to the March meeting. If you have notes with you, don't worry if you have got no notes, because I have quoted here from that note. Let us refer to para 2, page 2 of the March meeting. It reads, "Yoga is structured and disciplined conditioning of the body-brain system involving time and labor, which discourages many people." In many, I suppose I can include all of them. Discipline means you set aside time for certain practices daily. Structured means structure of each cell. We are not talking here of biological structure, which depends on the main structure, namely contents of sattva, rajas and tamas. If the trillions upon trillions of cells forming the human body brain system, only a few thousand could, or rather are, evolved sufficiently to merit to be called human cells, the rest are still on the level of the animal clay. To change consciously the structure of each individual cell and adjust the quality, sattva, rajas and tamas content and awareness level to the level of human cells is structured and disciplined condition, the conscious inner evolution. Brain by itself does not form the entire intelligence of the body-brain system, but is only a part, a small part of the whole body-brain intelligence and awareness. But body has to constantly cooperate with brain. This must not be a normal situation, because medical science talks of body-brain barrier. To make this possible, educating all the cells in the body, organs, nerves, tissues and brain is very necessary. Page 2, para 4 reads, "Resonance is an energy exchange between two bodies when their vibrating fields are of very similar frequency range. This means that we must practice means of transferring the higher energies of the molecular or astral body to the physical body, and later from the mental or electronic atomic body to the physical body. But Before such transfer is possible, it is necessary to refine energies circulating in the molecular body, as also the mental body of the individual. In the molecular or astral body, there are some energies with the frequency of animal nature and so must be totally cleansed. Based on such practices and based on the law of resonance, we can create energy exchange between the two bodies. At first, in certain four centers, and later, linking all such four centers, and yet later, from each cell of the molecular astral body to each cell of the cellular or physical body. Page 2, para 6 says, there is an ancient, prana is an ancient word meaning higher types of energies. And as prana is of seven grades, it means seven types of energies circulate in the astral or molecular body and can flow into the physical body if resonance is brought about between the two bodies. However, of these seven grades of prana, the last three grades are animal type prana or energy. Para 2, page 2, para 8 reads, the human brain generates four types of energy patterns or cycles, namely beta, alpha, theta and delta, each of a specific frequency circulating throughout the cerebral cortex and in the deeper layers of the brain. A specific frequency pattern promotes a specific state of awareness of the individual. The deeper frequencies penetrate the deeper levels of the brain. This is important to understand. But normally, in the waking state, a normal human being, which means over 99% of humanity on this planet, function at beta level of awareness, and hence heart rate is between 70 to 100 per pulse beat, and such thoughts are normally described as not for yoga abhyasa or thoughts contrary to yoga. The other three types come and go during sleep. Their benefit to an individual is deep sleep or deeper sleep, which would repair the physical body better. Since it happens in sleep, the higher frequency cycles do not raise awareness level of the individual. The theta frequency raises the awareness of the individual, and if maintained during waking hours, page 3, para 7 reads, the individual experiences restfulness, problem-solving ability, creative insight, extraordinary mental gifts, emotional tranquility, and psychic stimulus. On page 3, para 2 reads, the human brain is a resonator capable of receiving and transmitting energy waves. Ability of the brain can work with whatever wave cycle the brain develops. If the brain develops beta waves, page 3, para 3 reads, as health depleting effects of stress, violence, irritability, fear, lust, greed, hatred, jealousy and other negative emotions. If the human brain works like a resonator, capable of receiving and transmitting energy waves, it is dangerous at two different levels. One, it passes on to other brains such waves. Two, it receives a pulse to itself from other human brains similar incoming impulses. In one, an individual harms others. In two, an individual harms himself or herself. It does not matter if such processes are unconscious. The damage will be done both ways. There is a third way of inflicting damage on oneself. Page 3, para 6 reads, "The earth, like the infinite mind, is capable of producing awareness from 5 degrees to 100 degrees, that is, from the state of so-called inanimate to gracious and noble state, which hardly a few human beings are capable of." This means that all the kinds of life besides human, having different states of awareness, can tune to the awareness level of the earth, 1 degree to 100 degrees, for better or worse. A human being functioning on beta level of awareness will draw such incoming impulses from earth, its environment, and from atmosphere. Do you realize the great danger as well as the great higher possibilities open to an individual who would consciously act as per yoga abhyasa or yoga sutra? I will go over, otherwise at the time we will be reading too much. What do we want to say in this first 3 pages? What do we want to say? What is the central idea of these first 3 pages? That we are living in a very conscious and aware universe. We are living on an earth that is highly conscious and highly aware and has qualities like the divine infinite mind from 0 to 100. Then we talk about the human brain, which works in a very sensitive manner and can adapt itself to any wavelength from 0 to 100. In relation to other human beings, in relation to other life, and in relation to earth itself. There is therefore danger, and there is therefore hope, provided we can consciously tune ourselves to the higher octaves. Yoga. Yoga is basically the training that an individual goes through to consciously mold his brain, this human brain, consciously to mold this human brain as a resonator, as an adapter, to pull to itself, to gravitate to itself higher awareness, higher rays, higher possibilities. It also says, this note also says, that the human mind, the human brain, has 4 possibilities. And these 4 possibilities are very wide. If we are in the beta range, our thought rate will be 70 to 100. At that rate, our brain is not free to work on higher wavelengths. There is the second range, the theta range, the alpha range, that has thought rate from 35 to 70. It does give a person a chance to tune to higher wavelengths. If a person can work further, there is a third range of theta where the thought rate further falls between 15 to 30. here the brain is in a mood to absorb wonderfully the higher side of nature. Normally we think that we are all alone, we are on a small planet, and for many, many light years around there is nothing else. But nature is not bankrupt. There was a time, hardly 200 or 300 years ago, when we human beings thought that we are the center of the universe, and suns and stars and planets and everybody went round us and we were at the center. Very soon that was exploded by Galileo with his first telescope. Yet today we still want to hold that center. We still say that there are no other human beings, there is no other creation, and we are the only human being in this wide universe. This wide universe that can hold 15,000 million galaxies, and each galaxy can hold 15,000 million solar systems. Can you count how much it comes to? And still we think we are the only human beings. Till such time we hold this thought, there is no hope for us. If we begin in the meantime quietly that nature is not bankrupt, nature has many ways of communication, that there are certain communications so fast that there is no movement, it is instantaneous and immediate, we would become wiser. Most of us normally, or even after certain yoga practices, cannot hope to reach beyond the theta level, the third level. The delta level is for very, very advanced souls. We do not presume to reach very far, but then if you can take the immediate next step from beta level to alpha level, even then, here is mentioned so many things which your brain is capable of. But this is all theory. It cannot just come to you by reading. There are different ways of doing, different ways of arriving. We can take the bhakti path, we can take the jnana path, we can take the yoga path. But if you think that there is less labor on one path and more on another, you are mistaken. There is extreme labor required on the yoga path. There is less labor required on the bhakti path. But if you are extremely serious on the yoga path, you might need two or three lifetimes to achieve. On the bhakti path, you might need 2-3 million years to achieve. So over that distance you will put in the same efforts. But if some of you have the feeling that there should be an effortless achievement and base. I have nothing to offer. All I can do and say is bye and shake hands. This is what is meant here. And if you all want to achieve the first step, that means from your beta level to alpha level, some of the things you have to do. For example, when you do your phase exercise, how many of you can hold the posture for 3 minutes and more? I don't want to count the fingers. You see? I can't count it on my one hand. How many of you have done the first and the fifth upgrading of awareness exercise? I can't count the fingers on my one hand. You see that? So I call this meeting a social meeting. If you don't do this, you can't get anything. It's impossible. Why do you come here? To look at my face? Or better still, to show me your face? Why do you all come here? But the next time we have tea and biscuits rather, and meat bread, rather than talk all this nonsense. See, there is no work. There is no work anywhere. Anyway, we'll proceed further. I think we are on page 3, no? Are we? Page 3. Now we have come to a very difficult situation. We will rather, you see my title has changed and he has made some mistakes. So we will first read page 5, where there are two crosses in a bracket. Do you see that? You found it on page 5? Para. Third or fourth. What is now? Like the word sky? For there is no real sky, so there is no real now. Before you say now, it has become the past moment. The immediate future moment in turn becomes now, but before you realize, it has become the past. It is a fraction of a moment, shana. You cannot dwell or meditate or think on now. You can dwell or meditate or think on a collective past or a collective future, but there is no collective now. Yet this shana, the particle of a moment, is important, for each now has a reciprocal shana of now in the past and in the future. But the reciprocal now, each now, especially those memorable now that begin an event, has a relationship of that event in each life, past, present, future. Not a single past, present and future life, but a series of past and a series of future lives. In your back your 100 lifetimes. Can you hear me? If you look back at your 100 lifetimes and see you, today you are in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s. In each life, in your 20s, or 30s, or 50s, or 60s, or 70s, wherever you are now, if you have been sleeping, you will be sleeping now. And you will be sleeping 100 more lives in the now, when you are here, 20s, or 30s, or 40s, or 50s, or 60s, you will be sleeping. Understand me? You are sleeping now, because you have been sleeping all these 100 lives at this present state of now. In your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, wherever you are now, you have been sleeping. And the sleep is such fast, deep slumber. You are trying to get up in this lifetime like this. So when you are still doing this and when I am talking to you, you are not listening. Because you are still doing this. You are still getting up from your slumber. My effort in telling you is to awake some time. If you don't awake now, all these next coming 100 nows, you will still be slumbering. I will lose nothing. I will feel strongly in my heart that you have missed the bus. That's all I feel. You have to awake now, here, to be awake in the coming nows. 100 lifetimes later. Understand me? No? Do like this properly. Awake! And hear me at least. The most dangerous word is now. The most dangerous moment is now. The most glorious word is now, and the most glorious moment is now. It is your choice. Whether you will slumber now, whether you will be awake now. Do this properly. Wash your face. Awake. This is very important for being on the path. When an event occurs in now, the same event will occur again and again and again and again. The people's name, the person's name may be different. But the event will occur again and again at that same now that it occurred once. If you got married in your 30s, it is because you got married in your 30s. And if you get fed up, you might marry in your 40s or in your 20s, that's a different thing. Otherwise, normally you will keep marrying at that age. If you had an accident, you will get an accident at that age. This now, it's a horrible thing. It will not leave you. Like a leech, it will catch you, this now, and repeat everything. Have you been to a cinema? Have you watched some pictures, films? Most of you, all of you. Have you seen the celluloid film? There are thousands of pictures, each nearly the same. But when they are rolled at a particular speed, you see a movie. Your life is same celluloid pictures, 100 lifetimes moving before your eyes and you see a moving life. All the pictures are nearly the same. That means each life picture is nearly the same. If you can look back, you will be saying, oh God, there is no change. If you see 100 lifetimes. That is why people talk about 84 lakhs of births. I don't think after that we will move 5 inches. Don't get depressed. Don't get anxious. I want to impress upon you the now. We very normally say, don't we, when the time comes. What do we mean? When the time comes. Which time? That particular now. At that time, that thing will happen. When the time comes, the now will repeat. There is only one blessing in life. Only one blessing in life. No normal laws of material life are prevalent on the path. Understood me? There are no normal laws of material life prevalent on the path. On the material life, the hardest and the most savage law, I call it savage, is the law of karma that binds you and that breaks you. On the path it is not applicable. Provided in your now, you are awake. If you slumber, you can easily slumber 5 million years. And you'll say, oh God, was I asleep for 5 million years? See? And then you'll be in a hurry and come to me and, but sir, there's no progress. What can I do with your progress? How much have you done? Nothing. Zero. I am trying to draw your attention to this now. Whatever little you may have read, whatever little prayers you may have followed, may have given you interest in this life, to hear, to read, to talk. But interest is not awakening. Interest is dreaming. Dreaming with your eyes closed in your slumber. Have you ever loved to do your practice more than your food, your wife, your husband, your children? Have you? Or has it been given a secondary consideration? If I get time, I will do it. Where's the time? But where is the time? I'm so busy from morning to night. And that stepfatherly, stepmotherly treatment. If I find time, I'll do it. That means, in the now you're slumbering. There are two ways of waking up. You know the story of Birbal? I think I've told you. In the court of Akbar, there was a man who dressed differently and spoke a different language each day. And nobody knew who he was, a Bengali, a Gujarati, a Madrasi, a Punjabi, nobody ever knew. And Akbar was intrigued and he wanted to know. So he said, "Bilbil, find out who is this man." He said, "It's very easy." He called his accomplice and said, "Go in the night to this man's house. And when he is fast asleep, poke him with a needle. And he will burst out and abuse you in his mother tongue. And you will know who that man is. Whether he's a Bengali or Madrasi." So that man poked the needle and he shouted out in some language. So there are two ways of waking up. Either you do this and wake up, or somebody must put the pin in you, the needle in you. And it seems you are all asking for the needle. You don't want to wake up your own, in your own way. And I am hurt to put the needle, but you don't want to wake up. So whether we'll follow the second method of the needle, I don't know. We'll wait for that. In Yoga Sutra, Book 3, Sloka 52, that means page 286 in the book, Book 3. The Sutra talks about this Shana. Bengali Baba writes, "The whole universe undergoes change by that single moment. All characteristics are in fact installed on that single moment. This Shana, now, is likewise for the individual as for the universe. This relationship of past, present and future now is memory. We have the illusory idea of an imprint when we talk of memory. It is actually a relationship of events that repeat and repeat, and these multiple repetitions require multiple repeated lives, each very nearly the same. In case of an inanimate object, the memory is imprinted. It is the imprint. If you can look back on your past 100 lives, like a cinema group of near same pictures, is a group of near same lives. And like in the cinema, when these pictures move at a certain speed, we experience a moving, living in a picture, and so in life also. Let us study page 12, paragraph 5, 6, 7. I don't think most of you may have page 12, but I have got it here with me. Page 12, past, present, future, now, the point in time. I'll read out for you, if you have not got the notes. What is this point in time? Refer creation, existence, chart. It is here. Note the three permanent seed atoms, physical, astral, mental, receiving and transmitting ceaselessly. At present, we are concerned with the physical. We are reading about memory. Similar seed atoms are implanted in the brain, fresh at each birth, refer diagrams, receiving and transmitting ceaselessly. At present, we are concerned with the physical. Now, in nature, we have our seed atoms. Here in the brain we have a seed atom. With every thought it whirls. And every thought that is registered is communicated to that main seed atom, the permanent seed atom. The link between one life and the next is therefore